David Hecker. He's the president of the Michigan chapter of the American Federation of Teachers. Today is the first day for MEEP testing. Both my boys are going to be involved in it. David, how are you?
Good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. So what kind of teacher preparations are made for MEEP testing?
Well, the teachers get the kids ready for the test, talk about the test. Obviously, the substance that the teachers teach in the subject, they're covering already. But taking a test is a skill itself beyond knowing the subject matter. So they talk to the students about the test, what it's like, et cetera. So they're somewhat prepared when they walk in.
I think what's interesting beyond the preparation that they give verbally is some of the accommodations they're making to make the environment a little bit more comfortable. My kids were excited at the fact that they're able to have a mint or chew gum. Some kids, little things like that are calming.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a... for a lot of adults, taking a test is a nervous experience, and for a younger person, for some it is. And what you want to know is what the child knows, and if you can make the environment more calming for that person, the bottom line is to find out how much the student knows of the material on the test.
All right, so the tests start today. They run through next week. And is that grades 3 through 8th, or does that go all the way up to 12?
The MEEP is grades 3 through 8. Mm-hmm. And then in 11th grade, they take the Michigan Merit Exam.
Okay. What does the American Federation of Teachers in Michigan think about the MEEP?
Well, there is a role for standardized tests, which the MEEP obviously is. Unfortunately, the tests are not used in the way they were first designed. The MEEP is supposed to be a diagnostic tool. Mary takes the MEEP. The teacher sees where Mary's doing well, where Mary's not doing well, where Mary needs help, and then could help Mary. So one problem we've always had is the length of time it takes to get the results back. Another problem we have is that these are sort of do or die tests. I mean, so much is placed on the score of the MEEP. Is the school doing well? Is the school quote unquote failing? Now they want to link student standardized test scores to teacher evaluations. And that's not what these tests are for. These tests are diagnostic. Where does the child need help? Therefore, where do I need to help the child? No one designed standardized tests to put a failing grade on a school if the scores aren't high, or to say a teacher isn't doing his or her job if the scores aren't high.
All right. In your opinion, how could the test be improved?
Well, the test could be improved in how it's and again in how it's used. That standardized tests absolutely have a role with a whole bunch of other measures we need to look at to see how a child is doing, to see how a teacher is doing, to see how a school is doing. And it's just one piece of the pie. It should not be determinative by any means whatsoever. It's just one piece of the pie. So the real question is, how do we use the results, and the results need to be used solely to help the student.
We wanted to ask you, too, about charter schools. Great story in today's Detroit Free Press top fold, the great divide over adding charter schools. The state is moving toward eliminating a cap. There is a package of 9 bills. What's your take on this?
Well, if you take a look at the research, Tony, over years and years and years, the research shows that while there are some charter schools doing very well, overall charter schools do no better, if as well, as traditional public schools. So charter schools have proven. We've had charter schools in this state since 1994 when the law first passed. That's a long time to take a look to see if something is a panacea, and it is by no means a panacea. There are some doing well, there are some not doing well. They don't do as well, or they don't do any better than traditional public schools. So why lift the cap? Why have all of a sudden so many more charter schools when the research shows that that's not really the way to go? And then for every charter school, obviously, that means there's less money in the traditional school district.
Now, is that what the challenge is? Because Senator Phil Pavlov believes that parents need a choice, especially in districts where the schools are failing.
Parents already have a choice. There's choice within districts. There's choice between districts. And there are, you know, hundreds of charter schools already. Having a choice and your alternative is a system, charter schools, where, again, the research shows this really isn't a panacea. This is no better an alternative than the traditional public school district. That's not really a choice. The original intent of charter schools way back when was to be incubators of new ideas in school reform. And then when something really seems to be working, to try to duplicate that. And it was supposed to be innovative schools. And that, you know, that isn't what it is at all.
You mentioned that charter schools are proven overall not to be any better than the schools that we have in place. But I didn't hear you say they were no worse.
If you take a look at the studies, they're no better. Some are better. Some are worse. Overall, they're no better. So it's a mix. But it isn't like, are there excellent charter schools? Of course there are excellent charter schools. But overall, as far as lifting the cap and therefore, you know, creating another kind of school system out there which has no cap on it at all, that's what you would be doing, creating another school district out there, school system, doesn't really make much sense when the research shows it really overall, with exception, but overall, isn't getting the job done.
Do you think that this nine-bill package will pass?
I think there's an excellent chance that there's an awful lot of support for charter schools in the legislature. So hopefully they'll take a look at it, and if they change the cap, they change it, but hopefully they don't lift it entirely. It's you know, we all know what we need to do to improve our public schools. That takes a lot of work. It takes time. It takes work. It takes resources. That's what the legislature should be working on, not just standing out there and saying, oh, let's increase the number of charter schools. That's not the answer.
All right. David Hecker is the president of the Michigan chapter for the American Federation of Teachers. As always, David, I appreciate your time.
Great to be on, Tony. Thank you. Have a good day.